Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Well, unless you've had your head in the sand or haven't heard what's going on in social media or on Twitter or even on TV and read some newspapers, a local guy, Austin Bicey from Mineota, is going viral on social media. And Austin joins us by telephone right now. Austin's my broadcast partner with me. Remember those days broadcasting Mineota football, Austin?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was a blast. That was my first time broadcasting. You gave me the opportunity to first do the girls state basketball, and that was a fun time. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. We were at Williams Arena calling the state girls basketball, wasn't it?
Yep, it was. And I think we did 2 years, I believe. I think one time we were at Target Center, and then the other time was at Williams Arena as well. So, yeah, it was a fun experience for sure.
I think it was one of the best calls we ever did, Austin, was at Williams Arena when Taylor Reese stole out that inbound pass against Goodhue in the semis. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember almost pushing you off the ledge. I apologize for that again. I got to apologize, but yeah, no, that was a heck of a play by Taylor. A lot of people remember that, and now she's being named D2 National Player of the Year, so that's something special as well.
That's right. Well, I've asked Austin to come on here with us on Q92 because I got to talk to you about what's happened to you this past week. Why don't you just fill us in? You went down to the College World Series.
Yep, so my two buddies from the amateur baseball team, Tyson Sonnenberg and Zach Nye. Tyson just kind of asked me, do you want to go to the College World Series? And I was just like, I'd love to go, but I got to work, you know. And I talked to Bo, who I'm working for on the family farm right now, Bo Bicey, and he said, I won't think twice about it. He said, you go, have fun. So we hopped in the car and drove to Omaha just for two games on Monday and then a game on Tuesday. So that's what Zach and Tyson and I did. And, it turned out to be a blast.
Well, you were out in left field. How did you get out in left field, Austin?
Yeah, so we bought general admission tickets. So that it doesn't guarantee you a seat. That whole outfield out there is actually just kind of first come, first serve. So kind of the reason why we sat out in left field is they have a big scoreboard out in right field, and we were like, well, let's sit in left field so we can kind of see that Jumbotron. So we just grabbed a couple beers and went down to the spot and just ended up sitting in this spot that we saw right by the aisle. So that's kind of how that worked out.
Okay. And did you know when the ball was hit, it was a home run ball you caught, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was a home run ball by Texas Tech, one of the Texas Tech guys.
What was that like? What were you doing? What was that like when the ball was hit?
Yeah, so the game was Texas Tech versus Arkansas, and we were talking to a couple of guys from Arkansas, a couple of older folks from Arkansas that came down and were watching the World Series, and it was Zach and I kind of talking with them. And all of a sudden, we heard a ting because of the metal bats there. And I just kind of looked, you know, towards home plate. And you could kind of hear the crowd knew it was going to be kind of a home run. And I just kind of looked up in the sky. And it was coming in our general direction. So I was like, I got to catch this if this comes this close. And I hopped over the road next to me because there's no one sitting there. And then after that, I don't know what happened. It just, the ball kind of found my left hand.
That was an amazing barehanded catch, home run catch, ball catch there. And what were you thinking when you caught it then?
Honestly, I was so shocked that I caught it. It was incredible. And I kind of had to reach back for it. So I really thought it was going to kind of go over my head.
Yep.
And it just, it hit my hand and I really couldn't believe I freaked out.
Well, then you had a beer in your left hand. You didn't really spill the beer at all. And what made you decide to chug the beer in front of everybody then?
I'm really not sure. You know, I know I was holding the beer, but, you know, once I caught it, I looked at everyone, and everyone was just kind of looking at me, pointing at me and cheering me on. And I just, that was my first reaction, was to chuck the beer, I guess.
and then you slammed it down.
Yeah. I think that was more of just kind of, kind of football too there. But I was just so excited that I even caught it. I just didn't know what to do. And so I slammed the glass down.
Were you on the Jumbotron when that happened? Could you see yourself on the Jumbotron, or did you know you were going to be on TV at the time?
Yeah, so, well, they showed it, they showed the replay a couple times, but they just kind of showed me catching the ball, and so I didn't really think anything of it a whole lot, and I obviously knew, we all knew that ESPN is broadcasting the whole College World Series. So I knew, it was on ESPN, but I didn't think it would kind of blow up like it has.
Okay. Yeah, it went viral. ESPN put it out there right away on their Twitter account, and it just kind of just exploded and took off. And talk about your friends that were with you and the people sitting around you. What were they doing after you did that?
Yeah, so Zach, he was actually wearing a Baker Mayfield jersey, and he's not a Cleveland Browns fan at all. And that was just kind of another funny thing about it is that a lot of people kind of afterwards were noticed him as well in the Baker Mayfield jersey. And also Tyson, who was to the left of me, and we were also with Sean Colhane, who's from Marshall, and he met up with us. And Tyson was talking to him there, and he just kind of patted me on the back, and everyone just kind of gave me a high five and said, nice catch. And I went up to get another beer, and I picked up the glass that I slammed down, and I threw it away.
Oh, you
did?
And
I went to go get another. I did. Yep, okay. I did. I made sure I told the people, because there were some old folks behind us. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't too out of control.
Yeah.
So I did that, and we went up to the concourse and got some other stuff, and a lot of people recognized all three of us, really. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah, and let's ESPN, you'd probably didn't know this, but ESPN was showing that over and over and over again on TV. And when did you realize that you were a social media legend or star?
So, I mean, I didn't know that. I haven't seen the live thing yet. I know my grandpa's recorded it, but I haven't seen that yet. And one of my buddies called me. He's actually from DW, where I went to college, and he called me and said, was that you that just caught the ball? It looks exactly like you. And I said, yeah, it was. And he said, oh, man, that's crazy, because they're showing you all the time, I guess. And I kind of there was a little bit, like, shocked there. And then later on that night, when kind of everything blew up and we were just kind of hanging out downtown Omaha, and we kind of saw it again, and that's when we kind of knew it was going to blow up a little bit.
That's right. Let's talk some numbers on social media. Retweets, 90,000. So far, 5.5 million people have viewed your catch and chug. Does that blow your mind?
Yeah, it really does. It's just crazy. The amount that's blown up, and I just got extremely lucky. And I mean, for us just sitting there, and for me to actually catch it, and for all those people I've seen, I'm just super lucky that happened, and it's just been a whirlwind, like I said.
I enjoy reading all the comments on the ESPN site. It's crazy. People are really getting after Zach sometimes in your jerseys. What jersey were you wearing?
I was wearing actually a Brooklyn Dodgers Jackie Robinson jersey. And I just kind of brought that jersey, just kind of, I didn't really have a team in the College World Series, obviously, so we just kind of got some baseball stuff. And Zach, yeah, I had the Baker Mayfield jersey, and a lot of people were kind of giving him grief for that, too. But, and then Tyson, he was wearing a Florida State shirt because he's a Florida State fan, and they were actually playing that night, and we got to watch them. And actually, because of Tyson, that was kind of one of the reasons why we were at that game, was because if Florida State would lost that first-round game, we wanted to see Florida State for Tyson, so we bought tickets for both Monday night's games, so no matter what, we could see Florida State play.
Okay. Yeah, Tyson, he kind of cowered away from that home run ball, didn't he? He didn't go after it like
Zach. Yeah, he really did. He got a bunch of grief for that, and he's got an explanation for it because of all what he did, and he said the ball was coming at him so much that he kind of had to get out of the way, you know, and I had nothing to lose because I had to catch it and would only hit my hand. But, yeah, he's been getting a lot of crud for that, and yeah. A lot of people kind of said something to him, but he's taking it good, though.
Okay. Talk about the you've done a number of interviews around the country. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so right away after the game, or actually after it happened, NCAA guy actually found me, and he just asked me a bunch of questions right away, and then kind of like we talked about, Argus Leader called me the next day, and my newspaper from Mitchell, South Dakota called me. So those are kind of the only interviews that I've done and stuff. But I kind of knew it was surreal once again when that NCAA guy reporter came up to me about 10 minutes after it happened and asked for an interview.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've been enjoying watching it just explode across the social media sites. It's crazy. I know the Twin City stations have picked the story up, and everybody's talking about you, Austin.
Yeah, yeah. But the funniest thing that we've kind of came up with, us three, is that everyone's kind of been giving me crap for looking like Lloyd Christmas off Dumb and Dumber. I've seen a bunch of those. And,
Jim Carrey.
And the haircut.
Yep,
yeah, Jim Carrey, yeah. So that was interesting because I've never, obviously, no one's told me that, and now you look on those comments, and it seems like every other one thinks I look like him. So
I saw those comments too. I laughed at that. That's pretty funny. So, yeah, what's your mom and dad think about it?
Oh, you know,
and your family?
They just laughed. They really did. My mom and dad did, and I didn't know if like my grandpa and grandma would be proud of me or not. Also, but they all were. So it turned out good.
All right. Well, 5.8 million views on social media. That's amazing. So,
yeah, I just can't believe it. It's gotten to this point, and that's just a lot of people.
Yeah, I heard people wanted pictures with you too afterwards, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. So there was a couple of people. So after the game, we actually went to a bar, which is right across the street from the stadium, and people kind of noticed a little bit and wanted to see the ball, and I showed them, and I took a couple pictures with some guys that wanted a picture with the ball, and then they were showing it on ESPN again at the bar.
Oh,
and
were
we kind of sitting there. Yeah, and people were looking at it and were asking if that was me, and I said, yeah, and it was just a surreal moment for all three of us, really.
All right. Yeah, looking at Zach's expression on the video and Tyson's, that was pretty fun. So,
yeah, those guys are right there. And if it wasn't for Tyson or Zach, obviously we wouldn't have gone. And, yeah, they had a blast with it, too. And us three all kind of got crap from it and everything. So we've had fun with it, that's for sure.
All right, Austin, thanks for telling us about your week. Not boring at all, was it?
No, it was definitely a week that I will never forget, that's for sure.
All right. Yeah, well, we got to do some more basketball and football games together, Austin, on the air.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to get back to that with you, Paul.
Yeah, that was fun times. So, all right, thanks, Austin,
absolutely,
for telling us about your week.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Austin Bicey, just Google Austin Bicey and see what comes up. I just did that, and it's amazing. So thanks. We'll talk to you later then.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, that's Austin Bicey from Mineota.